Hi, you're listening to the Sunday Service coming from St. Columba's, Derevalgie on the Belsize Road in Lisburn. You can connect more with us by visiting our website at derevalgie.com or liking our Facebook page. Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's Derevalgie as we stream our service online. So if you're joining us for the first time today, we want to give you a really warm welcome. We hope you feel at home in your home as you worship with us as a community here. As we do often here, we begin our service with sentences of scripture. That's very powerful and direct because what we're doing is we're allowing God's word to be spoken over us and spoken into our hearts as we gather together as a community. We hear from Psalm 130, a psalm appointed for today. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are to be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. So, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord's unfailing love, and with him is full redemption, he himself will redeem Israel from all their sin. That's a really important psalm for us today. A psalm that encourages us to wait for the Lord, as we find ourselves now increasingly being told to stay in our homes. We are waiting for that moment of freedom. And that's what this psalm encourages us for, to wait for the moment of freedom that comes from the Lord. So we're just going to pause for a moment and to reflect on that as we lead in to our confession, lead into the moment where we confess before God and seek his forgiveness. Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from our sins and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Lord God, we've sinned against you and we've done wrong in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing. Cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sin, restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name alone, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the collect for this fifth Sunday in Lent. Living God, your Son came into the world to free us from all sin and death. Breathe upon us with the power of your Spirit, that we may be raised to new life in Christ and serve you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Normally, at this point in our service is the point where we move across to our children's talk, and I invite the children to come up to the front along with me. We're going to move to do a little bit of stuff for the kids this morning. So bear with us as we move across to the table. We didn't travel that far, but here we are. We're here now. So here's a bowl of water. In this bowl, it's just an empty bowl of water, obviously. But we put some ground pepper into it. And whenever we put the pepper into it, it represents the dirt, if you like, that's around us. Maybe you've seen this already done on a children's TV program or whatever. And so this is encouraging us to wash our hands properly, because actually the dirt that's contained in here, whenever I put my finger in, my finger collects the dirt that's on it, collects those pepper seeds. So whenever we touch a surface, it collects everything that's around it and it holds on to it. And so we're encouraged to wash our hands and wash them well. Now, watch what happens whenever we put the soap onto our hands and then we put it in. Do you see that? It all moves away. The dirt shifts away from us. So I wonder the importance of washing our hands is so important in the current season that we're all finding ourselves in, washing our hands on a regular basis. But actually, there's a little soundbite in there for us as Christians and as a church, that whenever we apply what it is that Jesus has for us, the dirt that's around us, the sin that's around us, as we've just confessed, moves out of the way because he comes to clean us and to cleanse us. So let's pray as we go back to hear God's word today. Father God, I want to thank you for who you are and for all that you have done for us. We want to thank you that you are the God who never sleeps, but the God who steps into our situation and parts the way for us, clears the way for us. Lord, as we wash our hands, help us to know that you are with us, that you are present, and that you are clearing the way for us. In your name, amen. So at this point, we're going to hear God's word read to us.
Today's reading is taken from John chapter 6, verse 16. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus.
I've just coughed in my hand. Should have been in the elbow, shouldn't it? We find ourselves in strange days where those little habits around us actually are all having to shift. The natural habit of putting a hand up to cover your mouth or to wipe away something that you feel is in your eye, all those habits are having to be set to the side, or new habits are having and to be formed, and that's why we find ourselves in really strange days. Everything that we seem to have known or felt around us seems to be shifting away from us. These days, in one sense, can be filled with a little bit of fear, or a large part of fear. And they can be filled in the moments where we are uncertain about what it is that we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it. Even after our government has said to us that we're now to stay in our homes, we still are uncertain about what that might mean for certain professions in certain places. So actually, it's hard to know sometimes. And the uncertainty always breeds a little bit of fear and confusion. Yet we find ourselves continuing this series that we've been running through. This is the last in our series, actually. That the series is called There Is Power in His Presence. Seeking and looking at the miracles of Jesus. This is the last week at doing this. Today we find that miracle of Jesus walking on the water. This passage was set out for us here in Deira Volghi about 3 months ago, even before any of this had come to our land that we find ourselves in. I keep saying that phrase, don't I, that we find ourselves in. But you see, the encouraging thing is this, that the Bible speaks right into the situation, right here, right now, into the very heart of what is going on around us. Now, there's a couple of versions of this story of Jesus walking in the water. We find him in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We don't find it in the Gospel of Luke, we find it in Matthew, Mark, and John. But actually, some of them come from different perspectives. They tell a slightly different version of the story, if you like. A bit like you and I, if we observed a car accident on the road and the police came to ask us what happened, we would all have slightly different versions of the same event that had happened because we all observed it in a slightly different way. So one of the most well-known versions of this is whenever Jesus not only gets out of the boat, but Peter gets out of the boat to walk towards him. That's in Matthew's gospel. But at the heart of this story remains exactly the same. Jesus did an extraordinary thing. Have you ever tried to walk on water? It's impossible. It can't be done by us, but it can be done by him. See, verse 19 says this. Whenever they had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. Now remember, the disciples are in a boat on a lake, and in this lake, the swell can come quite quickly, and so they were caught out. They were experienced fishermen, but they were caught out in the swell. They were rowing 3 or 3.5 miles in a storm. And then Jesus appears, walking on the water beside them. That wasn't what they were expecting. And so whenever something happens that we're not expecting, often we become terrified or we shrink back because we're anxious or nervous. You can imagine that they might be terrified whenever they saw an image appearing before them. But Jesus calls out to them and tells them that it's okay. It's him. Verse 20, he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." And then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. So even in the midst of this great swell around them, even in the midst of this great period of fear, like many of the parables, the miracles of Jesus are often not about the presenting issue, i.e. in this case, Jesus physically walking on the water, which is a miracle. Often there's something else. Last week, it was presenting Jesus in the feeding of the 5,000. It was presenting Jesus, with what little we might have and allowing him to do what he always does with it. Today, having Jesus in the storm, and let's face it, many of us feel that we're in the middle of a storm at the moment. Having Jesus in the storm means that you will reach your destination. Like I said last week, C.S. Lewis is one of my favourite authors. He says that some journeys lead us far from home, and some adventures lead us to our destiny. You see, whenever they brought Jesus into the boat in verse 21, their terror left them because Jesus was present with them. In this instance, in this account, it doesn't say that Jesus calmed the storm. It just says that he was present within it. And so in a sense, fear is not the absence, the freedom of fear is not the absence from it. The freedom from fear is the presence of God within it. And so in the midst of the storm raging around these disciples, the fear, the anxiety, the perplexing situation of a man walking in the water, the men in the boat trusted Jesus. Is there a lesson in there for us, preacher included? Well, there certainly is for me. A sense of needing to trust Jesus, even in some of our darkest moments. And what happened? Whenever the crowd who were following Jesus realized that the mathematics didn't work, the number of boats and the number of people didn't work to allow Jesus to appear with the disciples, they went in search of him. Listen to verse 24. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and they went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. Many were searching for Jesus. And many are searching for him today. Even whenever we don't realize what it is that we're searching for, sometimes. Do you know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the writer to Ecclesiastes tells us that God has set eternity in the hearts of humans. There's a part of your design that was always to be in a relationship with the eternal God. And whenever all of our human securities begin to fall away, whenever the stock market crashes, whenever our jobs become uncertain, whenever a nation's health is in a crisis point, whenever all of those human securities and certainties fall away, that's often if we realize that we can't do this alone. We begin to search for someone else. When we begin to stare a pandemic, when we begin to stare a pandemic or indeed death in the face, we search like never before. And who it is that we're searching for is the God that walks in the water, the God that feeds the 5,000, is the God who died on a cross for you and for me, but he didn't remain dead, but who rose again and is alive today. The one that we are searching for is the one that, whenever he is present, we receive the power and the strength that we need. That's why there is power in his presence. Such a simple little phrase, but it speaks such truth into our lives. So in the midst of the storm around you, I implore you as strongly as I can to search for the living God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you are able to be searched for. That even though we feel that you may be hidden and out of sight, no matter how many steps we feel that we have taken away from you, or even if we've never felt that we've been close to you, your word teaches us the eternal truth that you are only one step away. Give us courage to take one more step on our journey with you. Lord, in the midst of this storm that is happening around us today, we want to pray for the NHS and for their staff therein. Give them courage and give them wisdom. All their learning, Lord, would come to the fore, but give them wisdom beyond their learning. For their families who are worried about where they are and what they're involved in. For the other people in our community who have been designated as key workers, who continue to provide services for each one of us, for our schools, for the principals and the teachers who are providing care, not only for the children of key workers, but for those who are vulnerable. Lord, in the midst of all of this, give us strength like never before. As we lean into the unknown, may we know that we can lean into you. And we pray for those who grieve today, who maybe grieve the loss of a loved one in the last few weeks, months, or indeed even years. Lord, give them grace in their grief. And Lord, we want to pray for those who we know and love who are unwell at the moment, with all of the strains and constraints that there are around the healthcare system. May they know your presence with them, your presence surrounding them. And Lord, for us, for each one of us, that we would have wisdom to keep ourselves safe, and in keeping ourselves safe, we are keeping others safe. And Lord, as we continue to interact as a community in a different way. As we continue to interact in our community around us, as we do week on week in this place, we pray for the streets that we live in, walk our dog on, go to the shop on, travel to work on, whatever it is. But we pray for those streets right here, right now. And we pray with all of our might that your presence would be felt in those places, that your kingdom would come in those places, that we would be your hands and your feet, your eyes and your ears, that we, the body of Christ, would be active in our doing of who we are in you. Lord, help us, encourage us, challenge us, strengthen us. But above all, we thank you that you are sovereign, in control, and that you are present with us. We pray these things and ask them in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to begin to draw this to a close, but if you are in need of help, we would love to help you. You can telephone 028-92-528242. That's 028-92-528242. Or email us on info@deravolgi.com. And if we can help, we would love to be able to do that. Stay tuned for lots more coming on our website, deravolgi.com, and indeed on our Facebook page as well. We want you to be involved with us and us involved with you. Today, we hear some words from Romans chapter 15 and verse 13 as we draw to a close. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Judge me overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.